Okay, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to read the Bivens' decision. So this meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or an agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the business decisions? Okay, one more time. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of the agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the business decisions for the second time?
No.
Okay, for the last time, this meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies? Is there any response to the businesses for a third time? Anyone who is here under false presentation, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or missile United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and the purpose now or leave the premises for a conference call. If they subsequently show up in as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. So the first thing I want to do is just kind of do a little speech here. Because we've been talking about the quorums and all kinds of different things in different meetings. And we got to remember, we're all self-governing and we're all supposed to be big boys and big girls and doing the right thing and to move this thing forward. We can't have anybody that's trying to stop what we're doing or try to deter it or cancel it. So if you're doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the meeting. We're going to have a vote if that person should or should not keep disrupting our meeting. And if they are voted to not, you know, to be quiet or whatever, then we'll mute them for the rest of the meeting. So does anybody have any issues with doing it that way? Okay, what I'm going to do, because I don't have the thing with me right now, hang on a minute. Okay, the Clark County business meeting, the actual document I put out, that is going to be one of our formats for doing agendas or doing meetings. And what I'd like is to have everybody look at it and give us feedback on what it needs to be or whatever, because that needs to be in our documents when we go to stand up on how we are presenting our meetings and how we're going to go forward from now on. So if there's any changes or formatting differences or whatever wants, if we can get that to Denise, she will actually get it straightened out and get it into our documents. And that is one of the documents that we will be going over on different things like our decorum, excuse me, and our our Clark County values. These are documents that I sent out to everybody to basically, these are the documents we need to stand up. So everybody needs to like go through them. If there's any spelling errors or any corrections or anything in that series, we'd like to have those. We do not want anybody totally changing the documents. We want to start at one point and get them through the assembly, because as soon as we can get this done, we can get standing. That doesn't mean these things are permanent. At any time, we can change them. These are not something set in stone. As we grow and as we get bigger, we will be changing all these documents. And maybe all of them, maybe not. You know, it just depends on where we go as a assembly and how we, you know, move forward. And you know, we learn from our mistakes. So as we learn, we can change things. So with that said, is everybody okay with how we're going to do the documents and get them through?
Yes.
Everybody's okay? No complaints? Okay. The other thing is, you guys notice, is I've been sending out a lot of training videos to everybody. And the one biggest thing that everybody has, and especially me, has a complaint about is we don't normally want to take any jobs or do anything, or I don't want to call them jobs, take any positions and to help stand up to deal, because we don't know what it is that we need to do. So we're going to get a lot more training videos and a lot more training stuff out to people so you can read through them, you know, watch them. And basically that is so that you can get familiar with what we have to do as an assembly to stand up and what kind of people we need. And a lot of times if you watch the video, you know, if you think you're interested in a certain position, that watching the video may intrigue you into saying, well, I can do that, where if you have no information at all, you're not going to do that. Now, the other thing that I want to do is I want to do at least one meeting a week, and then I want to start doing some training, online training, so we can take each one of those videos or whatever, and then we can get together. And if you want to be, say, a militia guy, we'll do it one day is going to be a militia training, and we'll go through that. We'll be able to ask questions, go through the videos, and, you know, try to learn all together, you know, because we all got to be in together. Even if you don't want to be on the committee, it's great for you to know what it is that they do. We need to know what everybody does, you know, because if we need somebody to step in or whatever, and you've been trained, or you at least know what's going on, you could step up. And one of the things I'd like to know from everybody is what kind of days or what days of the week would you want to do a training? I'd like to do at least one a week, some kind of training on each one of the different committees so that we could all get familiar with each one of those. So all of us kick it around, trying to figure out days. Email me with dates. You know, day of the week that you would prefer. I'd like to do meetings like every Sunday. We may do like online like this, in person, you know, back and forth. I think we need to get in person because, you know, it's a lot better when you're talking hand-to-hand with people. You can kind of get more done and you can go through more stuff. So is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Well, Rocky, can I make a suggestion?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. If we do have in-person meetings, can we also do a Zoom call with it for people that couldn't make it? You know, it's hard sometimes to make it, but you still want to be a part of it. And the other thing is, like the ombuds training, that's, I think, 11 videos, and they're each 1 to 2 hours. Maybe they could even be broken up and people could kind of hit highlights, because I've noticed watching some of these PKTF videos, I watched 6 hours today and 3 hours yesterday, 3 hours the day before. There's, you know, 10, 20 minutes of very little information, but it's, you know, just talking. And if we could kind of break up and maybe sort of pour down videos and then come to the table with a list of questions. And in the example of the PKTF, if we do that, we can submit our questions before to Bobby and hopefully get an answer back to talk about it, to make it sort of all, you know, a round table.
Yeah. I want every meeting that's going to be online, even if we're in person, for the fact that we are going to record it anyway so people can watch it after the fact. And like you said, Denise, is there is going to be people that maybe can't make it to the location we pick or something, but they still want to be involved, then we still need to get them involved mm-hmm. with an online part of it too. So everything's going to be, we're always going to do online. It's just part of those onlines we're going to be in person.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else have any questions about that? Okay, at this point, because we're in the agenda that we are doing, we're going to start talking about e-position and people that put up their names. Now, being the coordinator, I can't nominate anybody or do any of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to hand it over to Denise, and Denise is going to go through each one of them. Now, the first one that we definitely need to get filled and get the training, the PKTF team is going to actually train our vetting committee. So we definitely need to get the vetting committee up first, mm-hmm. and we need to get them coordinated with Bobby with the PKTF, and he'll set up training to train you how to vet people. And we need that training, you know, so that we're vetting the people the right way and we're, you know, doing what we need to do. But that's one of the committees we actually need to fill first. And I think we had two people, it was Jill Johnson and Pam Banks, that
Pam Banks, and I'll reach out to both of them afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're not on the call now.
Go ahead.
So they're not on the call now?
Right, but I will reach out to them and let them know. No, they're not tonight, but Jill could possibly be working. I'm not sure about Pam, but I do know they got the link. So I could reach out to them after the meeting and just make sure that it's all set.
Okay, so are we going to do a nomination and whatever, or do we want to wait for them to be able to speak? How does everybody want that to handle that?
I think the smoothest way to do it would be to just nominate them so we could fill out the nomination form, and then we can, in person, have them sign it with Aaron or a recording secretary, and then it'll be kind of formalized. And then at the next meeting, we can present all the formalized nomination forms if they're not here, because quite a few people aren't here tonight. So I'll nominate Jill Johnson and Pam Banks. And I know that they have okayed this already. So.
Do we have any seconds?
For vetting.
And say, I second that. And also, I kind of want to be included in this committee as well, just because I'm naturally doing it anyway from my position.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a thing. So I don't know how we want to do that. But I definitely second those two going to the committee.
Okay, then we'll...
So does somebody want to nominate Aaron?
And then we'll get everyone together and get... I'll nominate Aaron to also be in it. And Aaron, do you want to be the chair? Or can you be the chair?
Yeah, I can be the chair because just speaking for the committee. And I mean, committees aren't super formal, so it's just like as long as we've got some commitment and we're moving forward, I think I can definitely be that chair for that committee for sure.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Okay, do we have any second on
that? I'll get those forms ready for you.
Do we have a second on it?
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, on our next meeting, then we'll actually do the voting and stuff at that time. So
yes.
Everybody has a chance to know and get the papers filled out. Okay, at this point, because I basically wanted to make sure we have a vetting committee, because there's a lot of people in here that need to actually be vetted. Now, the other thing is, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Keith is in. Is Keith here?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay, well, let's wait for him. Okay, Denise, go on with the next ones.
Okay, so if we start at the top of the list, we've got militia volunteers, so Shallon Bent. Shallon's a Nye County person, but the cool thing about militia is that you can live anywhere in the state and be in the militia. So that's something I just learned. So we've got Shallon Bent nominated, Ray Brown, Eric Severi, Isaac Sandlin, and I think that was it right now. Oh, I'm sorry, and Tamara Amaro.
Yes.
Right. Nikki Shirtake. Oh, that's right. So we have three people from Nye County that want to be on committees, but they cannot be on committees. They can only be on the militia. So I will nominate them for the militia, and then if they decide they want to do it, you know, they can just approve, disapprove. And then also Dave Kekarovic. He's a Nye County person, so he would have to only be on militia. But the militia committee is quite large, and there's many jobs, so I think it's a fit for right now, and we can connect with them.
Okay,
so does anybody want a second? Can we have a second on all those names? So it's Dave Kekarovic, Tamara Amaro, Nikki Sertaj, and then Shallon Bent, Ray Brown, Eric Severi, and Isaac Sandlin.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Again, on the militia, we're probably going to get some training through the PKTF. I know
yes.
Bobby's online right now. Bobby, can you say anything about that?
Hi, Bobby. Oh, his microphone's off. Here, let me send him a chat. Bobby, your mic is off. That was there. I don't have my glasses on. Sorry, Bobby. Okay, well, let's circle back to him. You want to keep going for Land Patent Office volunteer?
Yeah, go to that one.
Okay, so Bruno Nolte agreed to run this office, and like all our committees, everyone joins as a volunteer, and then we go through the vetting as it can happen, and then the chair can be selected in the committee, or you know, we can have co-chairs. So Bruno told me he has no problem working on this, and I met him. I don't know if everybody knows Bruno, but he used to work at the water department. But he's like a steady Eddie kind of guy, and I think he'll be perfect for this. I did find a link today for land patent training. It is $150. So I sent it to him. I didn't get a response back, but I do know that the Living Law Firm is sending us a package. Kind of how we got the General Assembly handbook. We're going to have a land patent office handbook. And I think it'll be a big enough job that Bruno will want help. So I asked him if he'll check around and if anyone will pitch in. But if he does ask us to run the $150 for training, we'll do that on a separate motion. But just kind of let you know it's coming up. So I'm going to nominate Bruno Nolte for Land Patent Office. Do we have a second?
Can I second myself?
Yes.
Okay, I second.
Thank you. Okay, and then moving on to the Oversight Committee. We did have Sheriff Keith, or Kevin, Keith Van Love, but I found out that the Sheriff cannot be on the Oversight Committee if you have enough people. And we do have enough people. So for me, it is just the Sheriff position. And Oversight Committee, we have Scott Johnson, Tom Varga, who's the Undersheriff, as well as Leon Fletcher. And Leon is also going for Supreme Court Justice training, and she's working on that now. And Scott Johnson is going to the Ombuds videos. So we've got a great group there. So can we have a nomination for, and I'll nominate for the Oversight Committee, Scott Johnson, Tom Varga, and Leanne Fletcher. Do we have a second?
I'll second that. This is Aaron here.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. All right, next is the Ombuds. Scott Johnson right now is going through the training videos, and I think as we proceed, we'll have others. But I call Pauline White. I know she did want to participate as an Ombud, but she was going to do it at the state level. So she lives in Las Vegas. I left her a message, didn't hear back. But if she does call us, you know, we can extend that nomination later. So right now there's one Ombuds and it's Scott Johnson. So can I have a second for Scott?
I'll second that again too. Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. Okay, we went through the vetting committee, and PKTF is going to be a big part of that. And then for education and planning, right now I only have Alexa Kulikoff, and he's also in the Sheriff's Department. So can I have, I'm nominating Alexa, and can we have a second for him? Denise. Okay, second. Okay. And then we have an elections committee. The elections committee right now will just be Carolyn St. John, and she's joining the meeting later after work. I don't know if she'll make it in time, but can we have a second for Carolyn St. John for elections?
Aaron here, I'll second that.
Denise, let me
thanks, Aaron.
Let me say something here for a minute. On our election committee, we need at least three people to be in the elections committee. So they're the people that are actually going to determine when we have our elections, when we post them into the, you know, like in the review journal or somewhere, so that it has to be a public spot. And they also will be the ones that will be doing the actual election itself and tallying the votes. So as many people as we can get, we need at least three people in the elections committee so we can, once we get ready to stand, we have to have them to be able to do our voting and to prove to the county that we have public positions and they're being voted on by people. Good, why yield.
If I may.
May I, Rocky?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Hi. I would like to be a part of that, if I may.
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, wonderful. Okay, Fiona, I've got you. So we're going to nominate Fiona as well as Carolyn.
It's Fa'ana?
Fa'ana.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect.
so can we have a second for Fa'ana and Carolyn?
Hey, Denise, it's Aaron here. Cardia wants to do the election committee as well. So, Cardia.
Hi, I would love to be back.
Hi, Cardia. Okay, so we have Cardia, Fa'ana, and Carolyn. So do we have a second for those three?
Yep, and I will second that, Denise.
Second.
Aaron.
Thank you so much. Okay. On the elections committee, I have loaded up quite a bit of material in open project, and we can go over that next. But thank you so much for that. And I did find out from the vetting committee, so Bobby has sent us so many fantastic training videos, and Paul Pappas, who is the Continental Marshal who created the vetting video, he stated in the video that it is permissible to announce nominations and elections on our website. And that was an acceptable form of publication. So I guess as a committee, do we want to vote on that we're going to accept publications on our website instead of the newspaper?
I think we should actually do both. When we get to the point of when we get all the chairs filled, I think we need to do in several places, not only just the website.
So, Rocky, I agree with you. I did check out prices. On the Clark County Legal News, it would be over $700 just for one ad for one person. And the Review Journal was probably going to be like $800 because you have to post it for 30 days.
I understand, but we can't put like several people on one ad.
I don't think so because the space is very tiny. And if you put the election information of your organization, the office, and the name, that's about all the room there is.
Okay. We'll just have to work it out.
I don't mean to interrupt you. The Continental Marshals vetting video definitely stated that the website was sufficient. But I liked your idea of asking the Federation, and maybe this is something that PKTF can develop like a bulletin board for us, or the state could, and then we can work with each other, and that way it would be posted in several places. Or we could post it on our social media, which is considered, you know, public. Okay. All righty. So next we have, and then lastly we have Corner, Nader. So Nader,
yes.
Offered to be Corner. Nader, real quick, what's your background?
I'm a physician. Internal medicine.
Oh, great. You're an internal medicine. That's wonderful. Okay, good. So I'm nominating you for coroner. Does somebody have a second for Nader for coroner?
You can second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, great. So then on the agenda, now we have Aaron talking about the banking committee, and he's got the latest information on that. Aaron, I know you sent me a list of your banking-approved people, so could you give us an update on where they're at, or are you vetting them, and any other information regarding banking?
Yeah, okay. So, yes, I'm just going to basically we don't really need to vet them too much as a bank committee because we need to establish what we need to actually do as a committee. And so we don't really have much to go on as yet because we haven't had any calls from the bank yet other than what we received through Anna's articles. And so we just have a broad spectrum. We're eventually going to need some bricks and mortar buildings eventually. And then it's going to be a one-stop shop apart from, you know, basically everything Anna has said. And so, you know, doing paperwork and deeds and all stuff inside the bank. So there's going to be a lot to it. It's just we just need more information to take more steps as a committee going forward. So I'm still putting that together. So I just need a little bit more time. I yield.
Okay. Thank you. That sounds fantastic. And I came across something that I didn't expect. You know, I've been, as outreach, calling people to update their email for the meeting list, as well as, you know, find out if they're getting our information. And I came across 4 ASN that just thought that they got a bank account because they became ASN and put their stuff on the LRO. They didn't realize that they had to open a bank account. So I did send them the information on how to open a bank account. But I think as we record people, we really do need to make it clear that not only do they have to put all of their information on the LRO, but they do need to go to Global Bank and open up their own account. So if you could let the recording secretaries know, that would really be good.
Yeah, and that is definitely a part of the whole process about recording people now. So they're doing both at the same time. They've been doing that for since I've been basically, for everyone, pretty much I've recorded. So, but, you know, for some of the people who have not, you know, have recorded late, like earlier, then they've missed some of this stuff for sure. So maybe a part of one of the steps of the bank committee is reaching out to everyone who has been recorded previously and see if they're up to date with having a bank account and the trust account as well. I yield.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron. Okay, so we have on the list Jural Assembly Committee. And what do you have for us, Rocky, on the Jural Assembly Committee?
I don't have much. I know we, on the last meeting, we signed up a lot of people. I'm pretty sure that Aaron's got all those people, those papers. We actually need to get a list of those names so that we could actually vote on them and do all that kind of stuff. So, Aaron, if you could actually give us a list of the people that actually signed up for the Jural Assembly, it would be great. I yield.
Yeah, sure thing, Rocky. I'll send that through to you now as we're speaking. I yield.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Neith.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay. And then we have 3 people that are like volunteers at large. Now, Johnny Burgess, he did get picked up by the Sheriff's Department, but Nicole Pate and Rue Mario both are interested in helping out. And if we can't get them placed, and maybe even they could just move over to elections for now, but I will reach out to them tomorrow and see, since they're not here tonight, what they'd like to do. And with that, I yield. Okay. So is there anything else? And then, do we have the discussion happening tonight with Rocky and Eric?
Is Eric on the call?
Yes. Yes, I see him.
Yeah, I'm here. What would you like to discuss?
From what I understand, you had questions about Knight County and Clark County working together and to help stand up people in Knight County for their fillers, for their different committees. What was you thinking about on that?
Well, I'm going to go try to organize a meeting tomorrow. We're going to start meeting more often. And we're going to, at first, just exclude guests because we've had FBI and others actually try to incite violence and threaten to shoot people at my meetings in the past. And that's kind of been really demoralizing and has kind of led to stagnation, and we kind of want to move forward. And so I think at first we're going to try to find all the ASNs that are here and start meeting, and anybody who wants to regularly meet, we're going to start doing that, and we're going to start trying to stand up just as you guys are doing over there in Clark.
That sounds good. If you need any help or whatever, just kind of contact me, and I'll see what I can do to get you information. Also, if you can get in contact with the PKTF too, they may be able to help you with a few of the stuff about that kind of problems. I'm getting texts about PKTF. But let us know when you're doing the meetings and stuff. I would like to actually be in your meetings if I can, and maybe kind of help out if that's possible.
Yeah, so one thing I heard tonight was that all the meetings are online and that you may do in-person meetings but then have them online. That's something I talked to Craig with actually a few times, and I really like that idea. It's something that I've always liked. And think that we're going to have to start doing more online meetings as well, maybe something like that where we might meet in person but have also online. And I would welcome any ASN from any county to attend if they want, but only if they've, you know, done their paperwork. I think we're going to wait until people have done the paperwork, until we let them come in, at least in the first few meetings. We might have, like, separate dedicated meetings for outreach. In the past, the meetings that I've held have mainly been for outreach and trying to get people to come. And what's typically happened is that the only people that show up are infiltrators, and we didn't have a lot of good response. Actually, Craig was there. He came usually and supported me, and he would come to the meetings. But, yeah, it just the outreach part of it hasn't been that successful, and I think now we do have more ASNs and there's more interest. So I think we're going to focus more on business and leave the outreach to either a dedicated maybe time for that or some other program.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, like people can't be in person, but there is times when it is actually favorable to be in person because, you know, you get to meet people and get to see who they are and talk to them and, you know, kind of grow a family. But again, there's a lot of times, like, this, like what Denise was saying, is we, even if you're doing in-person meetings, you should also do the Zoom call like this with it, so that the people that can't physically be there can still bring their opinions, help vote, you know, help get nominated on different things. And it, I think you can just reach out to more people that way. So I would go forward with that if I was you.
Yeah, and having it recorded is great because people can go back and watch it if they can't attend.
Exactly. That's the best part of it. Okay, Denise, can we go on to the next one?
Yeah. Sure. So I just have like a little marketing report. I'm getting ready to get some social media little memes and graphics ready. And if you have any thoughts or suggestions on those, please send them to me. And as far as outreach, we've got NASCAR coming up. We're going to RV parks. We've got the local gun shows and also the Clark County Fair. And I know that there's also like the Spring Fling in Nye County is coming up. And if you need some marketing materials and you want to print up some cards or something, I have very limited graphic, you know, talents, but Eric, if you need anything, I'd be happy to design it for you and get you to the printer, and then if you guys want to pay for it, it'll kind of be like a little package ready to go. One thing I did implement, and we're doing it again this spring, is the QR code. So last year, and for SHOT Show, plus the fluoride notices, we had a QR code. Now, the way that Google Analytics worked on it, it wasn't exactly perfect, but I did find out that we got about 175 hits. So that was pretty good. I mean, on a marketing, like on a marketing campaign, it's really positive if you get 2%, and we got about 30%. So So that's decent. I would love suggestions if you know of anything coming up. You know, please let me know, and we'll make a little postcard for it. We'll put the QR code on it. And really, all we need to do is business cards. And the business card could have a very simple message. So for SHOT Show, the message was, look at PKTF. We're hiring peacekeepers. And on the back, it explained that peace has been restored in the land in August 2021 with the civil peace flag. And then the QR code went to a whole announcement about the SHOT Show. So that worked out pretty good. I mean, we got quite a few hits on that. Not as much as I would have liked, because I did pass out about 500 cards, but at least we did have a good response. So if anyone has any ideas of things coming up, let me know. And if you want to come with me, I would love that, because I'm really dedicated. I would like to do a major membership drive, like every 10 days to 2 weeks. Oh, also, Mountain's Edge has like a country music concert, so I'm just going to go around to the cars. But if you know of anything, just let me know, and hopefully we can get some volunteers that can at least go and tag the cars with business cards. And that's it. I yield.
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, if anybody wants to get involved in actually doing the, you know, like just putting cards on cars, anything that we can do, you know, we got 2 million people in Clark County and in this area that, you know, if we can get even 1,000 of those people, that will help us stand up, you know, the county. And, you know, a lot of those could be in Knight County and other ones, and we can help them stand up theirs too. So the more advertising we do, you know, we got to get the word out and get more people involved. And this is one way of doing it. And Denise has been actually doing a really good job of getting people into the assembly. So with that said, you know, it's contact Denise if you want to get involved and help her. She needs all the help she can get, you know, all of us do, on getting the word out. One of the next discussions I want to talk about is jurisdiction. Now, if you guys noticed, I put out a video that when I talked to Anna, and basically she was talking about the jurisdictions on who has authority over right, over what. So basically the way that our government is supposed to be, it is first the people, then the counties, then the state, and the Federation. So the people have the first say in everything. And then when you get into the counties have their own jurisdiction. That's the jurisdiction of the soil. And basically, only the people in the county have the say of the county. Now, excuse me. When you get outside that, then you have the state, and the state has their jurisdiction, which is the host state. But basically the counties control the state. And so when we do things that need to be done with the state, you know, like say if you do a road across different counties, then the state needs to get involved. They need to do the funding on it. We need to, you know, all the counties talk together and do it. If there's anything like the marshal at arms, or not the marshal at arms, with the militia, the, you know, PKTF, all of them are state positions mostly. And even though each county has to have their own militia, but they are part of the state. So we need to do all of that, and everybody needs to know that we need to stay in our jurisdiction when we're doing different things. You know, if we're going to do something that affects the state, we need to go to the General Assembly and do it through the state. We don't do it here in the county. If it's something that deals with the county, with just what the county needs to do, then we do it here in the county, and you know, in our county assembly. So with that said, does anybody have any questions about jurisdiction and what we need to do to move forward?
I have a question real quick, if I may.
Go ahead.
So for PKTF, is that state level? And if so, does it have to be state level voted, or can that be done at the county level?
PKTF is state level. We have a liaison. Every state has a liaison that basically is in the PKTF. Ours is Bobby Sorello, and I don't know if he can speak or whatever, but he is on the call right now. But I'm pretty sure that's state level. And so the militia, we need to do a double voting. We need to vote for the militia in your county and then also vote for those same people in the state, because they're basically, the sheriff is the highest law officer in the county. But then when it gets out of that, say if you have a person that did something wrong and they run to another county, then we have to either get our militia or the PKTF involved, because it's across our jurisdiction. So there's different areas on how we have to handle things, and that is one of them. Go ahead, Eric. Okay, go ahead. What was that?
I was going to say, this is Bobby from PKTF. If you guys want, I could speak on that. If not, I could wait to the end.
So go ahead now, Bobby.
All right, so PKTF does a lot. For example, it's the international jurisdiction. You know, that's why there's no ASDs there, so it's all ASNs. And, you know, we're peacekeepers, okay? We are kind of, if you could think about us as something similar to the way coordinators are working for the Federation, is we work for the Federation, okay? And what PKTF does is, it's, even though it's an international jurisdiction, and as your liaison, having a PKTF liaison streamlines you like light years ahead of everybody to stand up. You know, you're getting this right from the top, and it's not only that, but technically I'm supposed to be given all this training through the state marshal at arms. But I'll go into a long thing that is not happening for whatever reason. And so I have to go through other means, because another thing what PKTF does, he works with militia, okay, and stands up the militia pillar, and also does the thing that we help the county sheriff, okay? Anything when it comes to cross lines, yes, PKTF can get involved, but that's where the state troopers come in and that kind of state response, you know. Did that kind of clarify things up a little bit?
It does with me. Anybody else want to ask questions or Bobby or on what?
If I may.
Go ahead.
So per your statement as far as international, so who is actually knowledgeable about ISO?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Who? I didn't get your name. And
sorry, my name is Fa'ana. You mentioned...
No, I can't hear you. FCC, I'm sorry. My FCC breaks up for some reason. And here you go. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
can guys. You hear me now?
I can much, a little bit better, yeah.
Perfect. Absolutely. So you made a statement as far as international. Who is knowledgeable in that area as far as international law?
The PKTF is, the Federation is, and just international jurisdiction is land jurisdiction, sea jurisdiction, right? Okay, so that's where PKTF comes in, because we're coming from the Federation. So does that kind of answer your question?
Kind of, but as far as hierarchy is concerned, because we're developing this as far as local level as well as state level. So we're operating in international law? Am I mistaken?
Yeah.
Is that what you're making the statement at?
Yeah, you're mistaken. You're kind of mixing a whole bunch of things together. So
I only said one thing, sir. I said international law. And then ISO, as far as complaining.
No, man, you can just call me Bobby. It's okay. This isn't an official thing. You're not. I'm here to help you, my friend. I don't really understand your question. Are you making a statement, or are you asking me a question?
No, I was asking a question. Are we operating under international law? Is that what you were stating, or I'm kind of confused of you bringing up international?
I didn't say anything about international law here. I said international jurisdiction. Do you know the jurisdiction?
Correct. I do know the jurisdiction. So, and what Anna has been mentioning as far as international, it was under that understanding as far as compliance. So I was just confirming as far as what your statement was. So thank you, Bobby, for clarifying.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I live in Clark County, but I'm here, you know, as the liaison. So I'm supposed to represent you guys in international jurisdiction. So when Ace ends in Nevada or Clark County get locked up, I'm the one that's going to be entered into NCIC, their database, saying that this is an official in a peacekeeping capacity. He can now come in and take prisoners, you know, that are captured by them, and I can, you know, start communications with them, and we have a standing now.
I see.
Because I work for the Federation, you know, I can't hold any type of ASC position or anything like that that has to be – I can't hold any public office for Nevada.
I see.
What I do is I work on all levels, not just either or. I'm kind of like the bridge that kind of goes in between everything and molds everything together, if that kind of makes sense. Functional position, and honestly, like, some of the best videos, they're a little long, and you know, the beginning is very dry, but some of the best information on this are the videos that if they haven't been passed out, I'm pretty sure they were, about PKTF training and liaison training. It goes over everything from the Continental Marshals, which is, you know, we're a bridge for them as well. So if things happen in the county that cross state lines, you know, then the marshals get called, and the marshals, every state's going to have their own marshal, okay? So that brings in the gap where, you know, the marshal can't act on the county can't act out of the county. So that's where PKTF comes in, to combine the international jurisdiction, the land jurisdiction, and the soil jurisdiction, and even the sea jurisdiction. So we're like the fifth element, so to speak, if that makes sense.
So that already has been established as far as your multifunctional position, as far as establishing.
Well, that's that's not something the state votes on. That's up here from the Federation.
Thing
is to protect you guys. Like, I'm here to advocate for you guys and to give you guys standing outside of Nevada. And standing with the de facto, the problem is my standing is supposed to come from the state militia. And I can't get in touch with the marshal at arms, that there's a problem with that. So technically what's happening now is, since I can't get in touch with the state militia, I'm a land and soil business owner, and now I directly work for PKTF. So I can no longer really be... My power can't come from Nevada. Nevada, you know, the state screwed that up already. That opportunity's gone. What I have to do for you guys to get that back is train another PKTF liaison, and then the power can come from Nevada militia. So that might be an issue to bring up.
Are you looking for volunteers?
100%. We are. Yes, we are. And we also need a state confidential marshal. As well.
I would like to be a part of that. As well. Is that possible?
Yay!
I would recommend... Well,
yes.
Yes, it is possible. So, just to give you a real brief, I don't want to take this whole meeting up on this here, but...
I apologize.
No, you're not. You're not. Please don't apologize. If you want me to talk, I will talk forever, but the problem is shutting me up. Like, I can't stop. That's the problem. So, the marshals are... it takes a really long time to study the manuals for marshals. Although it comes from Anna's articles, there's a test you have to score a certain amount above. So there's a considerable amount of study and dedication that you have to go through. And the vetting is something like you wouldn't believe. Because we're protecting the Federation and whatnot. Anyway.
Right.
So
good thing I love reading.
That's what we need. I would recommend we need readers and we need people who ask questions. I would recommend starting with PKTF just to get your feet wet and learn, American common law. Everybody's throwing common law around lately. And unfortunately what I see happening in Nevada as your liaison, because I've seen this in a lot of states, is I have to send a notice out officially, which I don't have to do, but I don't want to do. It's basically a recommendation for educational purposes. So it's not pointing fingers at anything. It's for people to understand what the Federation is looking for. And my recommendations, what I see, because I have to be a neutral party. You got to understand. I left Nevada because bigger calling that I had to deal with, and it involves several countries. So I left the plot and everything was fine. When I came back, I was horrified. So for a little bit, and pretty soon you guys are going to get the whole thing coming from me. And again, it's coming for love. So
I think that's why we're all gathered, is to build.
And the reason of that is we need PKTF liaisons. I'm here because you guys don't have one. This is not my role. I am meant to. There's so many other things that are preventing forward progress on a national, on a worldwide level because of this issue. So we have to stop this immediately. And I've seen enough to give my recommendations. And
awesome.
We're all out to make mistakes. We mess up. We do what's right. Everything's good.
Sounds good, Bobby.
Did anybody else have PKTF questions outside of any sense?
Let me build.
I hear a voice.
This is Rocky. Let me talk a little bit here. The state of Nevada has actually been basically pretty stale for the last couple of years. And based on that situation, that's one of the reasons I stood up. And to try to help bring this to where we really need to be. We should have already been stood up by now. And I can tell you, Bobby's been a real help on trying to get us, Nevada back on track. And that's kind of what he's trying to do right now, is help us. A lot of the training videos and stuff came from him. And that's because I personally asked him, what kind of training, what kind of stuff do we need for our members so that we could get the state up, we could get the counties up, So we need to get, we need to get back on track, we need to get involved and get this thing stood up. As the deal is we got to stop waiting, and just keep reading different documents and not really get the training out to the people and to help us stand up. And it's somebody like Bobby and other people that knows a lot of stuff because they are from the Federation jurisdiction, that they have a lot of the information and they know a lot more. I've been around here. I've been a ASC since 2021. I'm probably one of the longest members, in this movement. And I've seen we started off really good, growing and building this assembly, and then all of a sudden we just stalled. And I'm tired of waiting for somebody else to do it, so we got to step up and do it. And that's the reason why I stepped up. So, with everybody, we need to actually thank Bobby for helping us, because he's got a lot of information, and he's willing to share it, and he's willing to help us move forward. Anybody else want to talk? I yield.
I also have a question. This is Father Fito Robertson. I have a question in regards to the training that he was talking about. I received the training material from you, Rocky, there's about 12 weeks of training, and it's like 2 hours of militia training. Is that also part of the PTKF? Because if it is, I've been on it and trying to learn that and attended a couple of training. And it's like, they're like 2 hours of 2 hours worth of training on there.
Bobby, are you still there?
Yeah, hold on, I'm trying. Stand by 1 second. I'm bobifying my phone here. Hold on. My fingers are too swollen.
I just don't know that answer. And I'd like her to get the right answer.
Yeah, so the militia training is not something you need for PKTF to enter. That's something PKTF is able to access to give you guys access to in that respect. It's not coming from me. We just have access to, I guess, the latest approved training or recommended training, however you want to call it at that point. But no. However, the problem that I see, and it's no one's fault, Grana calls it being stone cold, right? And it's not about not caring or anything. It's about getting over the anger and the fear that you're just so stone cold. You just have to do what gets done so you could just get back to some type of normal existence here. Anyway, the problem that most assemblies have, or a lot of the people who have been doing this for a while, you know, are not here anymore for whatever reason, and the influx of people who really want to know the truth and are doing everything in good faith.
Deep love.
They're doing everything in good faith. Making mistakes, and that's okay, you know. Everybody has to remember that this is not about sides, it's a rescue mission, man. Like, this is a rescue mission. You know, our job is to help you get over those stages of grieving that everybody's stuck in, the anger and the, you know, we've all been raped, man. I mean, but how you can't put it anywhere else, you know? How do you get over that? You don't. You just have to know that doing the right thing is going to get us to some type of normal existence again, you know, and we're not going to see this. This isn't for us. Like, this is for our grandchildren's grandchildren. Like, we're not going to see this, you know, but what we do now is going to be with us, our family names forever, you know, and this is what I'm trying to do. Like, sometimes someone like me has to go in here who's all jagged and been through the ringer 1,000 times and kick everybody in the ass once in a while. I love you guys, like, you know, and, it's just, it is what it is. Like, it's no one's fault. Take up, if it's really necessary to go after somebody, doing it in private. Like, it's, don't waste our time. Like, it's not about being friends or, listen, man, if I didn't love you guys, I wouldn't put my family at risk. All right? I wouldn't do the stupid shit I do right now that I shouldn't be doing, probably, to help you guys. So, take it for what it is.
I'm grateful for you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Me too.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah,
I second
too,
that.
Bobby.
Thanks, guys. I love you, but it's not about that. Let's just get it done. We can party later. Like blood, sweat, and tears, and then we party, man. It's awesome. Let this get this going. Like, I can't do nothing until you guys get this going. And once it's going, man, if I could get into the NCIC as, oh my God, it's recognized by one of them. Do you understand?
Rocky,
you guys don't understand how big that is.
Go ahead.
All in a day's work. Rocky, I did want to read the Sheriff Deputy Volunteers list because Keith didn't make it. So
yeah,
if you want to mind. Okay.
I'm here now. I had some family stuff going on.
Oh, good. Okay, yay. All right, we were saving the best for last. So go ahead. And we have your volunteers list, and we wanted to nominate them. I guess, do you nominate volunteers, or do you just announce them, Rocky?
Well, excuse me. Keith's deputies are actually appointed, Now, we do have to vet them.
Okay.
But I wanted Keith to basically go over where he's standing, what we're doing as far as, you know, badges. And, you know, we got to get our militia badges. We got, you know, sheriff badges. We got to get all that stuff designed and ready. And Bobby's helping us with a lot of those, which is great. He's been, you know, one of the best liaisons, I can say. And like he said, you know, we got to move forward. We got to get this done. And, you know, some of this stuff is this. So, Keith, if you could talk a little bit about the sheriff's office and what you've been doing and where we're going.
Awesome. Yeah, we're completely in learning stage still, obviously, but we've made some headway in certain areas. I think the design of the star, which is going to be the, you know, the catalyst for the logo and the seal, this as the centerpiece. So it's been a little bit of a process, and we're so grateful that Nicole jumped in. Thank you again for the blast out there, Rocky, too, to everybody for help. And we got a graphic designer on it. You know, navigated through communication via text to get the badge squared away. And it's been pretty much a consensus that this is it's a good base to move forward with, the badge design. So we're pretty happy with that. Obviously, a badge is going to look a lot different, you know, an actual badge. But as far as for the logo and the seal, I'm always open to suggestions too, to how improve that. And it'll look good on embroidery too. Yeah, and I've been talking with the volunteers, most of them one at a time. I thought it was pretty cute. The one guy, Robert, the one brother, Robert, he goes, yeah, I think it's a younger man's game. I just turned 88. So, no, Robert, bless your heart for signing up. But, you know, we can find a spot for you. So we have a good solid group to start with. A couple of big boys, you know, that can help. And we've got Fatu, who's amazing in everything that she does. She's going to be part of the team, too. We'll figure out a spot for her that she's happy with. But, I'm really interested in getting the vetting situation squared away and getting the vetting committee going. Just trying to bob and weave and navigate through life at the same time. We all have to be definitely 100 times easier on ourselves, because we are also kicking ourselves in the butts. So, because, I mean, we're moving a lot faster than we were when Craig was around. So we're all trying to fill in different responsibilities and activities to fill in where Craig used to be here with us. I know personally that I'm moving at the speed of as fast as I can to do what this calling is. That's pretty much it. We're working on stuff. I'm staying in touch. I've got my consensus group that I trust, that you guys help me with decisions to make, and I get the best ideas, and I try to make the best decision as we move forward.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, that's pretty much it up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the deal is like on every committee, you know, we got to get involved. We got to, you know, communicate with each other. This whole thing that we're doing is all communication. And the best way we're going to get moving and get things done is if we can get the committees, and that's one of the reasons we did the open project. And Eric was talking about another one, and I've looked at it a little bit too, and if, you know, people need to actually look at that one too to see the difference. The only thing with Open Project, it is free. It is actually running right now on a server I created. The other one, it's $100 a month. Eric, if he wants to, he could talk a little bit about it and give you his opinion if he would.
Yeah, thank you for that. giving me some time to speak on it. So there are things I like about it and things I don't. One of the things that really concerned me about Open Project at my initial evaluation was that there was no encryption. But Rocky was amazing today, and he implemented encryption. And so now your Open Project is safe, and your passwords are no longer being sent over the network clear text for anybody to observe. The security level of your system was beyond, like, hackable. It didn't even need to be hacked. It was like, imagine a house with no locks on the doors. You didn't have any locking at all, so anybody could walk in and just do anything. And now you've got that fixed. And so I ask you all to change your passwords, because any passwords you were using before on that system must be considered compromised, so everybody needs to change your passwords. And thank you again, Rocky, for doing that today. About ProofHub, I would just say that what I like about ProofHub is that there's a corporation behind it that works really hard and has a very fine polished product. It's got chat integrated and a lot of cool features. What I don't like about it is that you have these kinds of tracking, like 99% of the internet, where you have Facebook and Twitter and all big tech basically running JavaScript on the site like you would anywhere else. Now, I have NoScript add-on in Firefox, and so it doesn't affect me as much, but most people it probably would. And that's definitely a negative. And being able to host it yourself is a really positive thing. And you know that you're not going to have scripts running from big tech on your platform. So I think that's really great. I think that some of the features and usability and user interface on Open Project is maybe a bit lacking. But if it works for your needs and you can secure it, that's a great solution. I think that being open source and being self-hosted are two really great pluses. I would encourage you to audit your server and make sure that you're not using Windows or most of the Linuxes to host it. I would recommend OpenBSD or only of a couple of very specific Linuxes and very, very careful how you host it. And it seems obvious to me, at least, that the know-how for doing this safely was not there. I mean, if you think that it's okay to run this in production without locks on the doors, that's obviously a sign of ignorance and incompetence, but we are growing and learning, and I greatly commend the efforts of Rocky today to lock the door, and I think you guys are doing great. And I'm not sure at this point, so like for Nye County or maybe for others, it's just the effort needed to actually do that, to host your own system and do it in a way that's safe, is very, very difficult. It's a huge amount of effort. It really needs to be like you need your own IT team. And we kind of do need that to do it. And I think that that is the right way to do it. But because we're so small and we just don't have that know-how, and probably, we just don't have that know-how in our assemblies, that it just seemed to me that maybe trusting a third party, although that's awful, it may be safer than trying to do it yourself where you know for sure it's going to be bad. But actually, it looks like it's improving, and I just want to say my hat's off to you all, and keep up the great work. Thank you.
Okay, Eric, I'm going to tell you a little bit little bit about my background. I've been in the computer field since 1979. I've been doing this over 30 years. I've created all kinds of servers, and, you know, I have in my house here, I have a full rack. Yeah, I have a full, basically I've been in IT all my life. And that's the reason why when you said something about it, at first I put it up just to play with it and test it. And then when we started putting other information and you told me about the deal, I knew that it needed to be SSL encrypted and all that kind of stuff. So within a few hours I did that. So I have all the background in that kind of stuff. And if Nye County wanted to do the same kind of thing, I could help them. But like I said, I am an IT person. I write software even today. That's my job. That's the reason why I'm so busy is, you know, everybody wants some kind of software done. So, you know, I work 7:30 to 5 every day writing software for different companies. And I have a company up on my own that I don't do as much now on it. just because I'm too busy. So that is my background on it. So, and I agree with Eric, is you really need a good IT staff, a good server. This one's running on Ubuntu Linux server, which is not as secure as the other ones that I normally use, but it is the one that Open Project requires to run on. So, but the deal is I locked it down. There's no other way to get into that machine but through an Open Project. Anyway, if Eric wants to say anything else about that, let him at this time. I yield.
I would just say that Ubuntu Linux uses systemd, which is a security nightmare. It also, that kernel is used everywhere. It's the same kernel. And that, in my opinion, is one of the least secure Linux operating systems that there is. But you can do what you can to try to lock it down. It's definitely better than trying to host it on Windows or something like that. I would, of course, recommend OpenBSD or a better operating system, but, you know, you do what you got to do, and that's great to hear that you have a background in IT and computer science. I also have a computer science degree and am a professional computer programmer by day, and night county coordinator by night, I suppose. So, yeah, we have that in common. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me time to speak on it.
I appreciate you, Eric. You know, we all got to kind of stick together here, all of the counties, you know, the whole state, really. And we have to take whatever skills that each one of us have and use them. So that's kind of the reason why, you know, I'm trying to get the training, any training videos or anything I can get out, and we can do training, is to get people up to speed on different things so, you know, we could step up and do the same things. Like I said, Eric and me and a lot of us, Denise, we're all using our skills that we've learned over the years. And all of us need to actually step up and, you know, use the skills you want. That's why it's, and when we need graphic designers, we need different things, you know, I'd actually reach out to everybody and see if anybody can help or do it. You know, a lot of stuff, somebody, you know, like an hour a week or an hour a month, I mean, anything, could help us stand up. So yeah, I appreciate everybody that does stand up and help us get this moving. Anyway, at that point, Denise, can you determine what else we need to talk about now?
I think we're all set. Rocky, I wanted to ask you, what list did you send this out, this meeting tonight? And Aaron, can you help us make sure that our mailing lists are as complete as possible?
Yeah, we just, Zarin here, I just need to connect up because I think I've heard from a few people, some are getting emails from one or the other, and then the other partners not getting emails, so I just, yeah, we just have to connect with you, Rocky, and work out what you have and just kind of go together, and then we'll just fill in the blanks from there, but we'll definitely do that ASAP. I yield.
Yeah, basically, Aaron, all I need is I don't want really any personal data from anybody. All we need is an email address and the name, who it is, that are in Clark County. I don't want any information because, you know, we're dealing with jurisdictions here now, and our jurisdiction is Clark County, and anything that is in Clark County, we should have access to it. But the deal is we still need to keep it secure too, so the stuff doesn't get out to everybody else. But for us to get the meetings out, we need to have an email list that is current. I will send you what I have, and you can compare it to whatever you got, and let me know what I'm missing. I'd appreciate that. Stay yield.
That sounds good, buddy. I'll look for that and fix it up. So I yield too. Awesome.
Okay, and then I just got a text update from Shallon. On the militia logo, his son is working on it, and also the patch, and they'll get back to us by the end of the week. I'll have some designs, and we can decide, you know, what we want to do with that. For sure, if you're going to meet this weekend, it'll be done by then.
Okay.
I yield.
The other thing, the last thing that I want to talk about before we open it up to questions and other things is I want to ask Denise questions for everybody so that they know who Denise is, what her background is, basically who she really is. There's been some stuff going out that she was having counterfeit money and a bunch of other stuff like that. And Denise, can you tell us the background on why there was any kind of media or anything on you about counterfeit money?
Oh, that's been fun. Since I've been 29 years old, I've had rentals. And, you know, believe it or not, every 100 people or so, you get one bad apple. And over the years in Las Vegas, I had a lot of those. And I found a renter that I thought that they probably weren't pretty solid, but it was a short-term rental. I went to the bank and met them there, and they handed me counterfeit money in the bank, with the bank cameras there. So it was kind of funny. Anyway, I left the bank. I left the counterfeit money there because the FBI handles that, not Metro. And they followed me out to my car, but I kind of laughed because the video of them chasing me out to my car, they say, "Give me back my fake money." So that worked to my advantage, so everyone knows that it was their fake money, not mine. But the bottom line is over the years, every nightmare renter I've ever had then put comments on that. It was actually originally on the dark web, and somehow it got on, you know, regular internet. I'd love to have it removed because it's all, you know, baloney, but anyway, it's kind of, it comes up every 3 or 4 years that, you know, this video. And so that's all it was. It was just some nightmare renters, and I'm not involved with any counterfeit money. So, and as far as my background, I have an interior design degree. I started out designing aircraft interiors, and I did that for, I double majored in college, and I had a full-time job. And then after I graduated, I got hired full-time to run a design studio for an aircraft manufacturer. And then I've just kind of been in design my whole life, and I love it, and I'm semi-retired. And, you know, I love Mountain Springs. This has really been my nirvana, and I was able to have horses out here. And I wanted to join American Nationals a long time ago, and, of course, Craig and Michelle and I, we originally met at the GOP, but where I really got a good dose of Anna was working for Ryan Bundy as his campaign manager, because Anna was her Living Souls law firm was helping Ryan in his case. So I really did get a good learning there. And, you know, I'm hoping the Bundys will join us someday, because if the Bundys sign up with the American State Nationals, it'll be like 75 extra people. I'd love that. But that's really me, and I'm just here to help. And hopefully this will all come to fruition. We'll get hundreds of people on Clark County and Nye County. And what I've learned over the years is, you know, being the GOP, running for office myself, I didn't make it. But that there's always, you know, this 1% of people that's passionate about a legacy for the future. And it's the same thing with this group. I mean, we have over 200 names, but the same 20, 30 names keep, you know, rising to the top. And so we just got to keep getting out there and connecting with our people. And as they get time, then they'll help us. I yield.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. That was really good. Does anybody want to ask her any questions to clear up anything that she said?
I just have one question. Denise, you mentioned that you guys are working on the badge. Is that for the militia? Because Keith also mentioned that he's working on the logo and the seal. Is that two different things?
No, so Keith is working on the sheriff's badge, okay, and logo and emblem.
Can I jump in with my hand raised?
Rocky and I were talking about it, that the badge that we've come up with could be also the catalyst, I guess, for the militia. I don't know, Rocky, chime in if you and just change the name on it from sheriff to militia, and then we can number. Remember that?
Yes,
we were talking.
Yes,
we were talking about the star that we've got going already. That just changing the name, I guess, to militia on the top of it, and you know, make adjustments on that.
So,
I'm not sure.
Hang on, Denise. Basically, what has to happen is we actually need Bobby's expertise on the different badges and stuff, and he's been. You know, like I think B2 and a few other people have sent us in different badges and stuff. And Bobby's been going over them because basically the Federation has to okay whatever we do. So I was just making a suggestion to Keith about that we possibly could use that same badge, but we have to run it through Bobby. But I know Denise has somebody else working on one that may be more geared to what we need for militia. So Everything's out in the open right now. We got to get as many ideals and as many stuff out there as we can. And then, you know, thank God for Bobby to be able to help us, because none of us really know what they should look like or how they should be appeared or any of that kind of stuff. So anyway, go ahead, Denise.
So Rocky... Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Bobby sent me a badge design and also how Kentucky did their militia badge, which was different than their police badges, or I'm sorry, police, sheriff badges, etc. So each one can have a unique look, and that's what that designer's working on, is only for militia, not for sheriff. And sheriff star is only for sheriff, no other positions.
Okay, that sounds good. The deal is if we more people that we can get involved and we can get, you know, it settled on something, because we need to get our militia badges and our sheriff badges and all that settled so that we can stand those up, and then Bobby can help us more. You know, if we get a PKTF liaison too, that will help us stand up with the Federation, and that's what we need. Anyway, at this point, Denise, is there one more thing you want to talk about? The Let It Be Known?
The Let It Be Known? Well, that's just, we're going to add that to the meeting discussion, you know, every time, the Let It Be Known portion, and that was at the bottom of the minutes, but, I mean, everybody said the documents were fine, so I don't think we have any extra additional comments there. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, just please get all the information on the documents, whatever. Not sure when we're going to vote on them, but we need to, you know, get everybody's eyes on them, make sure they get it edited the way we need it, and then we can vote on them and then go on to the next documents. We have a lot of documents to go through and a lot of stuff to create, and all the help we can get is good, and we need all of you. Now I'm going to open it up for open discussion, and else everybody wants to call it a night. So anybody have any questions or something they want answered? Well, it doesn't sound like anybody has any questions at this point. If you have any questions or anything, just email them to me. I've been answering everything that I can answer as fast as I can get it done. You know, even like what Eric says, within a few hours, I even did some computer changes. So, you know, if I don't get the questions or the whatever, you know, one of my good sayings I always use is the only stupid answer or stupid, you know, answer or question is the one you never ask. So if you don't ask a question, you know, then that's stupid on all of us. We need to, you know, even if you think it's a dumb question, it needs to be asked so we can get answers to it. Even if I have to take it to Anna and ask the question, I will do that. As you can see, the last Thursday coordinator call, I asked a lot of questions, you know, because those came up and a lot of people asked different questions to me. So, you know, please ask questions. And if we don't have any right now, if somebody wants to call for adjourn, then we will adjourn.
I call it for adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. We're probably going to have a meeting Sunday is what I'm looking at. And we're looking at doing an in-person one. And Denise was talking about maybe having it at a ranch if everybody's okay with the location. So we'll send that out. We'll email it to everybody, and we'll get your input on it. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.